Lennon and the Beatles in India wrote a lot of the songs that were on the White Album, like this one.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe.
Across the Universe, one of the songs we'll get the backstory on now, from someone who was on the staff of the Maharishi in India for 22 years. She was under the tutelage of Maharishi Mahesh Yogi in the Himalayas, the Swiss Alps, and elsewhere. Susan Chamsky has stories of the days the Beatles were there. And Susan, good morning to you. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, I can't believe it's been 40 years since we lost John Lennon. And John and the Maharishi, talk about this a little bit, because, well, let's start with Across the Universe, the song we just heard. What's the hidden significance of that?
Well, that is a song that John wrote soon after he learned transcendental meditation. And Maharishi Mahesh Yogi was the founder of Transcendental Meditation. And in that song, it describes the experience of meditation. And John said that is one of the best lyrics he's ever written. He loves that song. And so do I, as a matter of fact. And in the song, he uses the term Jai Guru Dev. Maharishi, whenever he would greet anyone, he would never say hello, goodbye, have a nice day. Instead, he would put his hands together in a prayer position, and he would say, Jai Guru Dev. And what that means is hail to the divine teacher, the preceptor. And he was speaking about his own preceptor, Maharishi's guru, and that's a common phrase, Jai Guru Dev, in India, meaning hail to the great teacher.
I always wondered about that line in the song. Susan Chamsky, you wrote the book Maharishi and Me, Seeking Enlightenment with the Beatles Guru. And let's talk about some of the other songs. Now, they were working on the White Album when they were in India with the Maharishi, weren't they, Susan?
Yes, as a matter of fact, they wrote approximately 40 songs when they were in India, although John says that he wrote hundreds of songs there. They were very creative. It was one of their most creative periods. They didn't have any distractions. There was no paparazzi around. There was no one to kind of bug them. They were having a wonderful retreat in India. And as a result, all these songs flowed out of them, and the songs ended up being the White Album.
Let's play a little bit of this song, and then I'm going to ask you to tell us the story of Dear Prudence. Prudence, somebody in India with John, Susan?
As a matter of fact, yes. Prudence is Mia Farrow's sister, Prudence Farrow. And she was a very serious meditator. She had been meditating already for a couple years before she went to India. And she went there with her sister Mia and with Maharishi, actually. They all flew to India together from America. And Prudence was very devoted to transcendental meditation. So she was meditating all the time, day and night, and she wouldn't come out of her room. And people were very concerned about her. Maharishi got concerned, and he asked the Beatles to look in on her and make sure that she was not just staying in her room all the time. But that's what she was doing. And so they ended up writing that song. People think that they sang that song to Prudence when they were in India in order to get her to come out of her room, but in fact, they never sang it to her. What they did is they burst into her room and they sang Obla Di Obla Da, and they sang Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. But they never sang Dear Prudence. But then when on their way, as they were leaving India, George left Prudence a note and said to her that John had written a song about her. And it made her very nervous. She was afraid that they were going to make fun of her, actually. But when the White Album came out and she heard the song, she was so pleased because she loved the song and she thought it was very sweet.
Clear up a couple of other Beatle questions about the White Album and songs that they wrote in India. Who was Sexy Sadie?
Sexy Sadie was Maharishi. In fact, the song was called Maharishi instead of Sexy Sadie. But the song was very, very damning of Maharishi, and there were expletives in it. It was a song that could never actually be recorded as it was. It was horrendous the way that John was condemning Maharishi in that song. So George said to him, "You can't do that. Are you crazy?" And so John changed the word from Maharishi to Sexy Sadie.
Yeah, they changed. I mean, their opinion of the Maharishi changed. Was the Fool on the Hill the Maharishi?
The Fool on the Hill was Maharishi, but it's not a song that condemns Maharishi. It was written by Paul. And it was about someone that doesn't care what other people think, a really enlightened being who people think is a fool, but in fact, he's a very wise man. And Paul said that he wrote it with someone like Maharishi in mind, quote unquote.
And Get Back, who was JoJo?
JoJo was a gentleman named Terry Gustafson, at least according to Terry. Terry says that when they were in India with the Beatles, Terry was taking the meditation course there. He was being trained as a teacher of TM. And one evening he arrived at the lecture hall and he ran into John Lennon. And he described that John Lennon was wearing a white bell-bottom trousers, a red sash, a purple cape with paisley design on it, and his hair was dyed 7 different colors, quote-unquote, and he was wearing glasses with strobe lights strobing on and off, his eyeglasses. And when they encountered each other, Terry was wearing khaki pants and a button-down shirt, a very straight-laced-looking gentleman, who had been a forest ranger in California, had come from Arizona, smoked a little grass, much more than that. He had been taking LSD every week for 6 months because he was devastated about a recent divorce. And so he met up with John, and John said, "Look at you, look at me. One of us don't belong here. Get back. Get back. Get back to Tucson, Arizona. Get back to where you once belonged." Yeah. And every time Terry would encounter John after that, John would tease him and say, "Get back, Terry."
It makes you want to hear all these songs again. The book is Maharishi and Me, Seeking Enlightenment with the Beatles Guru, Susan Chomsky. Susan, could talk to you all day about this. Let's do it again. Thanks very much.
Absolutely. Let's do it again. Thanks so much for inviting me.